You're listening to SBS News.
The Secretary of the Department of Immigration and Border Protection, Michael Pezzullo, and the leadership of the Australian Federal Police have faced questions over the raids carried out on consecutive days in June at the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst and the Sydney headquarters of the ABC. Both raids came after the AFP was asked to investigate the leaking of classified documents used as the basis for separate media stories. Mr. Pezzullo told the Intelligence and Security Committee the leak to Annika Smethurst was totally unacceptable.
The person who gave her the document did say in breached two confidences. One is they leaked a top secret document, and frankly, subject to judicial process and fair process, they should go to jail for that. And secondly, it was designed to play into a Canberra game about which agency is asking other agencies to expand its powers or remits, and it's completely unacceptable.
AFP Commissioner Andrew Colvin described the media raids as a last resort, pointing out that the AFP had received 75 referrals related to the unauthorised disclosure of Commonwealth material in the last 5 years. Labor's Mark Dreyfus tried to get Commissioner Colvin and his deputy Neil Gagan to confirm the possibility that Annika Smethurst could still be charged over her receipt of the top secret material used as the basis for her news story.
As I understand you correctly, Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner, as we sit here, it remains the case that Annika Smethurst could be charged.
It remains the case that the investigation is ongoing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not drawing anyone in or out of who may have been determined or who we may determine has committed a crime.
Commissioner Colvin told the inquiry it's not for the AFP to second-guess decisions of the Parliament which make certain conduct criminal. He says if there is an imbalance between national security and press freedom, then that imbalance had to be addressed through law. He welcomed last week's intervention by Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, which now requires referrals to the AFP to be supported by a statement of harm where a case needs to be made as to the extent to which a disclosure is expected to significantly compromise Australia's national security.
The documents that were allegedly provided to the media outlets were secret or top secret documents. I'm just going to leave it at that.
But nonetheless, they now have to also demonstrate it's not just the secrecy that's been violated, but the harm has been caused.
The Minister's direction is very helpful to us because it gives absolute clarity and certainty that before a matter is referred for us to go through our legislated and operational process, a secretary and a referring member, which are not always secretaries, as I said, members of Parliament refer matters to us as well in this nature, need to have considered the harm which will help us and help DPP down the track make those judgments around public interest.
Sarah Chidgey is Deputy Secretary for the Integrity and International Group in the Attorney General's Department. She told the hearing that it's not enough for a department simply to stamp secret or top secret on a document. The information in the document actually does have to be secret or top secret.
In order to prove that offence, the prosecution would have to prove that, in fact, those documents or information, if disclosed, could be expected to cause serious damage to the national interest, organisations or individuals, or exceptionally grave damage to the national interest.
Heather Cook, the Deputy Director General of the Operations and Assessments Group of ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation, told the committee that the organisation acknowledged the important role that journalism plays in a democracy like Australia's.
We consider any arbitrary interference with the pursuit of journalism as being fundamentally counter to the law, counter to the public interest, and counter to ASIO's role and values.
But having said that, Ms. Cook warns that some foreign powers, whom she describes as hostile to Australia's interests, can use journalism as a cover for their activities.
In Australia today, journalism is being used as a cover by foreign intelligence actors. And there's a long history of this worldwide. This is not meant to in any way malign the profession of journalism, but journalism can provide an ideal cover for foreign powers seeking to hide their actions from our intelligence and law enforcement agencies. And consequently, foreign intelligence actors do target journalists.
On Tuesday, senior media executives told the inquiry changes were needed to national security laws to protect journalists. Before the public hearings, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton told the AFP he wants them to give more weight to press freedom concerns before seeking and executing a search warrant. Alan Lee, SBS News.